chip in one or two things?
Okay.
Death is a certainty. Every one of us, we have our own dates with death. There is no escape from it. Some people, they have managed death successfully. While some people, it is that death that now killed them. So it depends on the way you handle bereavement. You know, just number one, know that whether the husband lives 100 years or 2000 years, he will die one day. And the same thing with the wife. You should know how to manage bereavement so that that bereavement will not consume you. So, number one, for any man or woman that is bereaved, they need to know from God whether they should stay single or they should marry. Because anybody under 60 years of age, Paul said they should not be counted as widow. That if they want to remarry, let them remarry. That's what the Bible says. But if you have prayed and the Lord has led you to stay single the way you are, it's better that way. But if it is possible for you to remarry, remarry. We have seen some people that lost their husband at tender age, but they refused to marry, and at the end of the day they became so bitter with the society, they became so bitter with men, they don't want to see men. That's a bad approach to bereavement. That's not a good attitude. So if you can still relate with men, if you are still marriageable, go ahead and marry. Don't say, who will be like Jide? Who will be like Elide? Who will be like Joe? Don't it go? Joe is gone. So forget about Joe. It's gone. You are married to that body and the body is gone. Some people, they are still married to their former husband. They refuse to let that man go. And before you know it, that dead husband become the spirit husband to that woman. So people like that, they need to go for deliverance, to be separated from that spirit husband. And in addition to what I'm saying now, listen to the counsel coming from the Church of God. When you have opportunity to relate with other people, relate. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together, as the manner of some. brethren. No, don't do like that. Anytime you have opportunity for fellowship, come for fellowship. Don't stay in the house. You'll be hearing some people here, hey, do not, what cloth am I going to wear this morning? This fele fele of 3,000. Nima, I will not wear it to that church. All these rich people, I cannot wear this cloth. I've not ironed my clothes. I don't even have money in my pocket. They will not stay in the house. Now. If you stay in the house, what we are talking now, can you hear it in your house? Can you learn from other people from the church? At least, I ask you to shake hands with one or two people. Can you stay in your house and be relating with people? No. Let's relate with people. It's not necessarily your husband alone. You can relate with women in the church. Talk to them. Make friends. Not everybody you see here is a devil. Not everybody. We have children of God here. We have children of God. Let's relate with one another. And then make sure your relationship with your children is cordial. Talk to them. Go to them. Let them come to you. Don't be like this animal with spines in their body. Don't be like that. Relate with them. Open up. Let them know what you are going through. That's what will make you to survive this time we have right now. The Lord will help us. Let's lift up our hands. Father, I release grace upon this assembly. Every one of you, receive grace to survive. Receive grace to excel. Receive grace to become champion. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is well with you. This hand will heal the sick. This hand will deliver the oppressed. I command the action of the Holy Ghost to come upon your hand now. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible says we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Put that hand upon your chest. I decree the healing power and healing virtue of Jesus will go through your body now in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Let's bring out our tithes to the altar. Thank you, Jesus. Those who want to pay your tithe, bring it. And let me use this opportunity to thank you so much. Those of you that blessed us last Sunday. Those who pledged to bring cement. We have started seeing your hand. So somebody brought 50 bags on Monday. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is the time to bring your own bag. Don't say, it will become cheaper next week. Nigeria, bring your own on time.
Yes.
And those who pledge, I learned some people are paying into the account already. Even somebody brought money to me in the office this morning, in the office.
So,
and I want to encourage others, let's respond. For those who don't know the account, let me read it out now. It is Sterling Bank. Sterling Bank. 0091 48 0006423600914836642 Sterling Bank MFM Nehemiah Project Account. That's the name of the account. I pray for your people that are here with their tithe. Heaven will open for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will not give in vain. And everyone that is giving for this building project of the children of the Turin, God will bless you from Zion. You will not give in vain. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is well with you. Go and prosper. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. You can go while you want it. Raise up your offering. Offering, offering. Go and lay down. Raise up your offering quickly, quickly. Father, let your blessing rest upon this offering. Let your glory overshadow this offering. In the days of trouble, you will remember this offering. You will bless your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is well with you. Heaven is open for you. It is done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's listen to the announcement.